we talked during the break about the BART case, and describe your involvement with that case.
Well, my personal involvement in the BART case was fairly small. The BART case was a whistleblowing case. Engineers said things weren't being done safely. They blew the whistle. They got fired. It turned out they were right. The controversy within IEEE was, how do you support an engineer who says that the system has shafted him, to put it very bluntly? Either because he adhered to the code of ethics or to general ethical principles that don't have to be codified, or because he was a victim of age discrimination or the like. And that's a horribly difficult issue for IEEE. Because IEEE can and should enunciate statements of principle, and it did that very early on. And every once in a while, a case comes up where IEEE can intervene in a way that is not going to give it a lot of exposure, legally or otherwise. I'm thinking, for example, of the patent litigation that was entitled Kubik versus Marty. I must say I cannot put my finger, my mnemonic finger, on precisely what the legal issue was, but everybody agreed on the facts. And the question was whether the relevant point in time from a legal standpoint was early or late. And so IEEE was able to come out and file an amicus curiae brief with the court, taking the position that the relevant point in time from a legal standpoint was whenever it was. This brief, incidentally, was written by a volunteer, an IEEE member who was a patent lawyer. On request, I reviewed it to make sure that there was nothing in it inconsistent with IEEE policy or that would get IEEE into trouble, but it was done on a no-cost basis as a matter of principle. The basic concept involved in the case was protecting the employee against having to give a blanket assignment to his employer of all of the contents of his head during the period in which he was employed. And IEEE's position was that if an employee does something strictly within the scope of his employment on employer time, sure, it ought to belong to the employer, but that he shouldn't be assigning the entire contents of his head. And Kubik v. Marty wasn't quite your entire head, but it took up most of the cerebrum. And it was an easy case for it was a difficult legal case, but it was an easy case for IEEE to file a brief in because it was taking a defined position on undisputed facts.